Welcome to the first episode of Fire Emblem. What? What's up, guys? I'm Blazer.
And I'm Ryoku.
Yeah. So, we were kind of bored, and, well, I was kind of bored, and we were thinking we should start something like a community shoutcast or something. And what this is, what the Fire Emblem What is pretty much just a simple talk show where we just talk about the Fire Emblem community and Fire Emblem music and what's going on in general. So, it's going to be purely audio. You're not going to see anything. You can download this on MP3 at feshrine.net. It'll be up there eventually. You'll also find it on YouTube. And good stuff. Ryoku, what do you have to add?
It's going to be fun. And who doesn't want to hear me?
It is going to be very fun. We're also going to have guest speakers on that note. So Blazer and Ryoku are the main hosts. And, well, we're going to have guest speakers. And what that's going to be is we're going to have people from the, let's say, like, the spreading community or the hacking community, stuff like that. And what they'll do is they'll come, they'll give insight onto what's happening, maybe share some of their work. Perhaps if it's a hack, they might give some insight onto what's coming in the developments, any new features, something like that. And in general, we just want to promote the activeness of the Fire Emblem community. That is one of the main things in this here. So with that, we hope you enjoy. This is just the first episode. We're just going to kind of chill and kind of talk about what this is about and stuff. So I'm actually going to be doing most of the talking. Ryoku's just kind of supporting me in the back there.
Yeah, so, I am.
Oh, yeah. So, first of all, there's this new thing that we're kind of starting. It's like a series of playlists. So, essentially, I was thinking it would be really awesome if you could kind of go online and just listen to Fire Emblem music at any time. And not only that, but, like, what if there was, like, a Fire Emblem radio? Like, something that you could, like, a website you could go to, and you could just listen to one of the many Fire Emblem songs. Because, after all, there are many, many soundtracks. There are arranged versions. There are game-ripped versions. There are songs from Brawl and Melee.
Don't forget remixes.
And, of course, many, many remixes, especially if Together We Ride. We were actually thinking Together We Ride should have its own section because it has, like, 50 billion remixes, like, no joke. Like, I've made 3 remixes myself. Yep. So, with that being said, I've actually uploaded all of the music already, and it's making good progress. So, all I have to do now is create the web pages, and right now I don't have the resources to make anything too special. Right now you'll only be able to listen to the music in playlist. So what that'll do is each soundtrack will have its own section, and you'll be able to select the song that you want to listen to and play it, or you can just listen to the entire soundtrack and it'll shuffle the songs. So you can just kind of chill doing whatever you're doing, just start the soundtrack and let it stream. And I think that's very nice, at least for me, because I, you know, Fire Emblem music is generally pretty good. There are always some bad songs.
FE6 Revenge.
Fire Emblem 7. Let's go through all the games and think of some of the worst songs. Fire Emblem 7, what's it, Winds Across the Plains, Lin's theme. So annoying. Oh my god, that theme is the worst. And then, as Ryoku said, Revenge. For those who don't know, that's the theme that goes chong, cha chong, cha chong. Now, Ryoku can do it better than me.
Yeah, that would be the enemy's original counterattacking theme.
Very original.
It's like to call it the chong to chong song.
Chong, cha chong, cha chong, 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 cha chong. I'm going to remix that song soon. just look out for that. Make it good. That's going to be pretty hard. What about Fire Emblem 8? Fire Emblem 8 had a really good soundtrack. That was actually one of my favorite parts of Fire Emblem 8. The soundtrack for that I thought was pretty good. You know, I actually can't think of anything all that annoying for that.
I don't really know any of the names of any of those songs, though.
Yeah. But I mean, most of the soundtrack in that game was pretty good, not even gonna lie. Path of Radiance, the Black Knight's theme. Oh, that theme sucks.
Oliver.
And we just lost all of our 3 subscribers just now.
But Oliver. No
how yeah, Oliver, Oliver's theme was pretty theme. Nasty. We just lost all 3 of our subscribers by saying that the Black Knight's theme sucks. Fire Emblem 10. Stalwarts Unite. Okay, with us. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, that's actually another issue. I need to brush up on my names. One of the Fire Emblem 10 songs I didn't like was one of the fighting themes. I don't remember, but it was so boring. It was like just instrumental. Like one of the issues I had with the Radiant Dawn soundtrack was that it was too orchestral for me. A lot of it, especially, had like violins and violas and all that jazz, and it was just too boring. Like there wasn't anything like intense enough. Like I would have really liked to see like some more rock songs or just something maybe like more electric or techno, kind of like
No, I actually like the orchestrated, like pure orchestrated
Really?
soundtrack. Yeah.
I do like it in many ways, but I feel like it became too bland, especially because Radiant Dawn had such a huge soundtrack that like I just got too used to hearing the same kinds of instruments, like in the same samples. I would have liked to hear more variation. Even if it was only like a few songs here and there. I have to admit though, in general, orchestrated soundtracks are pretty fitting for Fire Emblem.
Which brings us to Effie Awakening.
Awakening. Well, we did kind of skip Shadow Dragon and New
We
Mystery. All
need to
right.
talk about Shadow Dragon.
Shadow Dragon. Shadow Dragon has three good songs. Together We Ride, which is called like Come Join Us. And then the Knights Oath remix isn't even good. It's called something else, I don't remember. And then in Fire Emblem 7 it's called Knights Oath. I don't remember what it's called in 11 and 1. And what was the last song? It's that it goes like it's like really fast in the beginning. When Sheeta, aka Sita or Kaida or whatever the hell her name is, shows up and like there's like that panic song. Like those are the only good songs. Oh, I forgot. Clash of Virtues, the serious theme, is very good. But that's pretty much it. New Mystery of the Emblem, that game has way too much good music. A lot of the remixes are good, and some of the new music was really good, which I was complimenting. I don't remember if it was called Powerful Foe or Tearing Shadows. I think it's called Tearing Shadows. One of the boss themes for the new units introduced into New Mystery of the Emblem, which is a remake of Fire Emblem 3, they had new boss themes, and it was very, very good because it wasn't as orchestrated, and it was like really fresh, and I was just impressed in general by the change in music. And the remakes were very true to the original songs, in my opinion, which is also very nice to hear. And that brings us to Fire Emblem Awakening, so I'm gonna stop cutting off Ryoku.
So, from what I've heard, and I think the Blazer would agree, for so far, Mortal Enemies seems to be like probably one of the better, if not the best, soundtrack or song in that game.
Yeah, that is it's a very good song. I think in terms of popularity, I think some of the more calmer songs are actually more popular. They're Mortal Enemy happens to be one of those songs. You guys are always free. You just search these on YouTube. The Awakening soundtrack is out. It's been out for a while. It's a very choir-esque song. There's a lot of like singing in the background, and it's very upbeat and intense, and it's a very nice song. But I found that people, just at least by views and general reactions, they seem to find the more soothing songs generally very nice. Like Don't You Dare Mock My Sister's Words was very popular. That was a very, I guess, peaceful song. I'm not very good with the genres and whatnot. But Awakening generally got a very positive reaction in terms of soundtrack and everything else, which is very nice. That's always something good to hear for the series. And that's about all I have to say, Ryoku. You listened to some other songs, didn't you? What did you think in general?
A couple of them. They weren't bad, but that one was definitely my favorite by far.
I hear a little bit of bias in here. A lot of bias, to be exact.
Only listened to like two other songs, and it wasn't very long
Yeah.
because I had stuff to do, but yeah.
I'll be honest, since I haven't listened to the entire soundtrack yet, I'm trying to hold off and spoiling myself even with the music, with the game coming out in sometime 2003, supposedly in the part one of
13,
2003.
2013.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry. That would be interesting if it came out in 2003. So yeah, I'm trying to not spoil myself, but in general, I found it very good. Some of these songs do sound a little bit similar, and I noticed, I think, a few references to the Fire Emblem main theme within these songs, which I also found very interesting. But yeah, overall, definitely a positive reaction for that. And for those who aren't really keeping up, Fire Emblem Awakening is coming out soon for the American release. In general, there's is very positive reactions in general. It's like a combination of all the previous games. It's very nice. So, like they take aspects from each game and they just put them together into one very nice game. And some people do consider even that fan service. And then another complaint is that there's actual fan service in the game. But in general, I think it's a smart move from Intelligent Systems, especially with the localization as it was. Fire Emblem 12 didn't get localized, and you know that was like a major blow, especially for the Western audience of Fire Emblem. So I thought that it was very important that they made a really good game, and they kind of, you know, like that pressures people into, you know, localizing the game. So, you know, it seems that Reggie had already kind of decided, even by E3, that they had localized the game, even though production or work on it hadn't really, you know, made very much progress. So, thank goodness for that slip-up, because people were really about to panic. They thought, like, you know, the series was dying and stuff. So, yeah, I think it's a very smart move, because that's definitely going to pique up interest. It's definitely going to get interest. It'll get more people to play, just in general, because the game's so attractive, even if you are new to the series. I mean, you'll be missing out on some experiences, but at the same time, it'll probably kind of encourage people who aren't familiar with the series to perhaps go back and play some of the older games. With the Ambassador Program, you get Fire Emblem 8 Sacred Stones. That helped a little bit, you know, kind of with, like, showing off. Like, I had a friend who said, you know, he hadn't played Fire Emblem 8 in forever, and, like, now he's, like, loving Fire Emblem again, because he got the earlier 3DS, so he's part of the Ambassador Program. So there's a lot of various perks in there. And one of the things that Ryoku was mentioning to me earlier was that there's a bundle for Fire Emblem 3DS in Japan. So why don't you talk about that for a second, Ryoku?
Well, I'm not completely sure, but I'm pretty sure there is a bundle. It came with the 3DS that was Fire Emblem themed and came with the game. And so I'm just pretty much hoping that that'll come out here, because I don't have a 3DS either.
Yeah, that's that being said, like, a lot of people are actually buying 3DSs just for this game, because, as I've said before, it's looking to be very, very promising. I mean, technically speaking, you could, like, spoil most of the game just by looking at Japanese videos, but many people, you know, don't want to do that. They want to save the experience. I'm definitely saving the experience. I know there's especially supposed to be a lot of, like, spoilers and connections to other games. So, yeah, I'm definitely trying to hold back on that. So, with that little talk on Fire Emblem 13 being done, let's get a little bit back to what Fire Emblem What is. So, the What is going to be a talk show, as we said, and we're going to keep it really, really chill. So, like, really, really chill. Like, as you can tell, we're not trying to be, like, super professional about it. We're just going to kind of talk. And the idea is, the reason why we're keeping it audio and not video is because you want people to be able to listen to it while doing something else. In terms of multitasking, when you're watching a video, you have to literally be watching it. And oftentimes people won't watch videos because they feel like they're missing out if they only listen to it. So if we give audio, which is what we're doing, we're only talking, it's essentially saying you can do something else while you're listening. You know, you can download this and put this on your iPod and listen later. And, you know, it'll promote activity in the community. You know, I'm hoping that people, like YouTube viewers, might say, like, join forums and, you know, start posting. And I know for some people that actually scares people, because people think, you know, all YouTubers are dumb and this and that. But I honestly think that, you know, when we all come together for the common reason that we like Fire Emblem, we can kind of, like, push that stuff aside and, you know, really help the community grow. And especially one of the things that I like seeing in other communities is that game companies are starting a little bit more, getting more involved with their fan base, more with their players. And I think it would be absolutely awesome if we could get, you know, in touch kind of with the Fire Emblem localizers or Treehouse, the translation group, or, like, anything in general. If we could kind of, like, give some kind of connection, not only would that help our chances of, you know, keeping getting more localized games, but it would even, you know, help with getting, like, the 3DS bundle and, you know, extra content. Like, I feel like I'd definitely be missing out if they didn't release the downloadable content for America. Like, even if it's paid for, like, I'm actually okay with paying for the content because I want to support Nintendo. though I know not everyone does. And without 3DS flashcards, you do have to buy a 3DS. You do have to buy the game. That is a big investment. But I mean, you know, we have to be willing to make that investment if you want to keep getting the good games that Intelligent Systems makes. And, you know, we have to put in, you know, a little bit of effort. We can't just, you know, play the game, enjoy it, and then complain when they don't give more games over. So I think like Shadow Dragon, you know, we didn't give that a good reaction, and then we didn't really do anything to kind of say, like, you know, like the game is good, or like, you know, aside from general reviews and whatnot, we couldn't really do anything to tell Nintendo, like, we do want the next game, we are interested, this game was just kind of like a bomb. And I think personally that's why they didn't localize, you know, 12, because Shadow Dragon was a bomb, and, you know, with 12 coming out, you know, I'm assuming that they thought, you know, oh, well, Shadow Dragon, you know, didn't really, you know, the reaction was, I'm not actually sure about the sales, but in terms of general reaction, the Fire Emblem community didn't seem very pleased, at least. So I'm assuming that's why they probably didn't remake the latter half, especially because it shares graphics as well as many other features. So, and that does kind of make sense, and I understand them, but at the same time, we have to kind of push them into releasing the games, into giving us like content that we want. You know, like, I want the game guides. I would, if there were Fire Emblem merchandise and all that, that would be absolutely amazing too. So, yeah, it's pretty good. Ryoku, got anything to add? If not, I'll probably go on to the next part.
I think you pretty much covered everything I would have said.
All right. So another thing on the talk show we're going to do is we're going to cover remixes. And so remixes is going to be a very vague term. We're not going to just cover kind of remixes, but also arrangements, rearrangements, various remixes of various songs. We want to get, one thing we want to get here is a variety. And, you know, we'll try to limit how much we actually show of the remix. If we're going to play a remix in the actual talk show, we'll probably just limit it to a small part, and maybe kind of, you know, give like an example, like a sample of the remix, and then link you to the actual remix later, you know. Off the top of my head, I can think there are some very good remixes out there. There is one person was making several orchestrations of Fire Emblem. I've made several Fire Emblem they're more rearrangements, meaning that they kind of rearrange the instruments and the sound fonts, amongst other stuff. And I know DJ the S has made, I think, at least a couple remixes. There's an OC remix. Overclocked Remix is a very popular and famous remix kind of organization. They have one remix. It would be awesome if we could kind of get people more interested, and perhaps even get OC Remix to remix more Fire Emblem songs. They only have one out there, which is a piano song, Fire Emblem in F minor, I believe. And as good as it is, I think that we could definitely get more support, and it would definitely be awesome if we could kind of, you know, rep the Fire Emblem music and the Fire Emblem soundtrack in general more. I think it's definitely up there. I think it deserves it. I've heard comments that, you know, especially the Awakening soundtrack has, you know, been one of the best soundtracks, even for people who are, you know, picky about music or listen to a lot of video game music. So I think that would be absolutely awesome. So, Ryoku, do you think that'd be awesome? Anything else?
Yeah, if anyone has like finds a good remix or something, they can always feel free to like send it in.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'll probably, when I share this, I'll probably leave some information, but just feel free to email me at blazer@fetrine.net. Just feel free to send me any remixes, suggestions, anything like that. If you tell us if you like it, tell us if you don't. On YouTube, feel free to subscribe. We'll always be posting these after. We'll probably post them on the Fire Emblem Shrine first, and then we'll probably upload them to YouTube, because it takes time to convert the MP3 into a video and then upload that later. As for our schedule, you might be wondering, when are we going to have these? How often? We're going to aim to have them not too often. I'll be honest, it is a little bit time-consuming, but at the same time, it is kind of fun to kind of interact with the community in this way. And so perhaps once a week, we might have like a few specials here and there, so that there might be times we have more than once a week. Sometimes I might be out of town. We might not have it 1 week. But in general, I'd say expect there on average once a week. And expect to hear a lot of other interesting things too. I know it seems like we're not going to have enough to talk about, but I'm sure we can find plenty of stuff to talk about. There are many hacks out there, many interesting hacks. I mean, just off the top of my head, I could name a few, such as Olivia Knight's Dream of Five, Z-Hack, Super Luigi's Fire Emblem 6 Remake, Fire Emblem of Sacred Dawn, and there are many other, there are various small ones, you know, people, hacks that are, you know, kind of kept undercover. Now, I know some hacks that are even, you know, being privately made, and I don't want to spoil them by doing their names, but there are, like, things to look out for. So, you know, we might have special events, like, if, you know, once we get the release date, you know, probably expect us to hear, to talk more about Fire Emblem Awakening. And who knows, we might even, you know, cover kind of like some of the more recent Let's Plays. I'm trying to get in a famous gamer, well, not, he's a YouTube gamer called Omega Evolution. And Omega Evolution, he plays games, but he doesn't do Let's Plays, so he doesn't, like, commentate while he's playing them. But I want him to do Fire Emblem Awakening. He played Fire Emblem Radiant Dawn. And to be honest, I'm pretty sure that helped in general with, you know, kind of spreading the word. It's very good if people play games and they upload them, especially people who have thousands of subscribers like that. It definitely helps in general to spread the word, and it's nice to see on YouTube when you're just kind of, when you're not looking, if you're not looking for Fire Emblem and you happen to chance upon a non-Fire Emblem video, I think that's just like a good feeling, like, you know, it's not dead, like people know about it, it's there, you know? Because sometimes people get that feeling that, you know, with only a few websites, Serenus Forest, the Fire Emblem Shrine, the MM Grid, etc., you know, there are other websites that, you know, the Fire Emblem community is small. But it's not. We just have to know what's there, grab what's in front of us, and do business. So, guys, hope to see you soon. I'm Blazer. I did most of the talking, as expected. And this is Ryoku.
Yeah.
And that's it, guys. It's 11:50 on November 2nd, 2012. Good night.
Bye-bye.